Well, actually, it turns out that I know one of the victims for sure. I know one of the victims, the young man who is in the hospital. I know his family, and I do feel a deep sense of pain for them. I feel a sense of pain for those who would have lost their family members in this. I mean, I have, as I said, lived through this on many occasions in the past. I've seen children burnt in cars in Trumacac. I've seen a 15-year-old boy called Akil gunned down. I've seen all kinds of things over the years, and it is always very, very sad, heartrending, painful, and I know the trauma that all would feel. But at the end of the day, I have to rely on the outcome of the investigation, not being present and not being able to make any judgment because of my, well, not being present. I have to rely on the legal and the investigative process.